time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
We welcome you to Carrington Gymnasium on the campus of Carrington High School. It is the 2024 Carrington Holiday Shootout, the finale of day one, and the opener of two games this weekend for the Carrington boys. See them take on the Nedrose Cardinals. Happy to have you with us tonight, BJ Walters, with you. Carrington have had a week since a 61-28 Region 2 opening loss to the Thompson Tommies. They are 1-2 on the season. They've lost their last two since an opening game win over St. John. For Nedrose, there's not a lot to talk about yet. They've only played one game, and it did not go well. A week ago yesterday, they fell to Hazen on the road 68-30. This a game a season ago that went into overtime before the Nedrose Cardinals got a 66-63 overtime win. They hit a shot pretty much at the buzzer from the left wing to force the extra session in this event, and then got the win in overtime. That was part of a very difficult season, as we know, for Carrington, winning just the two games by a combined 3 points a season ago. They've already done better than that. They have a 15-point win on their ledger this season. Coming up, we'll sit down with head coach Jason Otto, but when we get back, we'll recap what has happened so far today here at the Carrington Basketball Holiday Shootout, and we will do that when Cardinal Basketball continues in just a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or have just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in North Dakota at highschoolofficials.com.
Napa is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
I'm Alex McElhone, and you're listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
We're back in Carrington. It is the Cardinals and Nedros coming up shortly. In fact, about 13 minutes from right now. Elsewhere in this tournament today, the other boys' game went the way of Northern Cass. They defeated Watford City 53-39, and tomorrow, Carrington will face Watford City. 12:15 airtime right here on the Cardinal, on the mobile app and on your smart speaker, as Northern Cass able to get the win with some balanced scoring. The girls' games, well, Northern Cass just beat Dickinson Trinity by 15, and earlier today it was a sixth win in the first seven games for the Carrington girls as they rolled over the Hazen Bison by a final count of 48-24. A couple of players in double figures, led by Mara Johnson with 12. Eden Hornet had 11 as the fourth-ranked team in the state of North Dakota Class A girls basketball improved their record to 6-1. Elsewhere across North Dakota today, this late week, some of the teams of interest: Lamore Litchfield Marion beat Bowman County 53-47. Also, Edgley Cole Montpelier beat Park River 48-33. A couple of local teams. A team coming up on the schedule on the 20th of January, Harvey Wells County, they beat Garrison 60-54. And also, Four Winds Minnewaukan within the region, they defeated Dickinson Trinity at the Dale Brown Hoopster Classic in Minot State. They got the 45 decision. Shiloh Christian also beat Turtle Mountain in Valley City, 67-40. It is Carrington and Nedros coming up here. When we come back, we'll be joined by head coach Jason Otto. We'll do that when Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on T-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
Back in Carrington, it is the Cardinals coming up against Ned Rose, and we're joined by the head coach of Carrington Boys Basketball, Jason Otto, and coach, an opportunity to host an event that's pretty cool, and pretty cool because there's the JV aspect to it as well this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's really a neat event where we can get all these teams together, and the JV kids get to play, both boys and girls, and the varsity teams, and, you know, it's full day of basketball.
Going back to last Friday, coaches often say it's never as good as you think, it's never as bad as you think when you go back and look on film. Is that also true of the Thompson game?
Yeah, I mean, the first half, you know, we're not shooting the ball well. I think we only had six field goals in the first half, or three, I mean, sorry. On the game, we only had six, and we never made a three-pointer, and I mean, it was tough to buy points that game. And so, I mean, you know, rebounding, they got the best of us with their size, and we have to do better there. I think they all rebounded us by 12 or 16. But I mean, we can do better, that's for sure, and we're going to have to do better in these games coming up.
You look at that, is it almost a good thing that that's a double counter? You don't have to see Thompson again because of all that size. I mean, aside from just being scrappy, there's not a lot you can do against kids that big.
No, we don't match up real well. You know, we got a couple kids like Drew Matt came in that game and did pretty good, and we're hoping by the next time, you know, if we were to match up with them in tournament play, we hope that by the next time, you know, we can utilize him a little bit more. So every game he keeps getting a little bit better, we're hoping, and, you know, we'll see today and tomorrow. We plan on using him on varsity quite a bit, so we're hoping that when he's in there we see some good things. But you're right, it's a tough matchup for us with the size and, you know, the physicality.
So moving the focus to today, I'm sure your guys have had this one circled for a little while. Ned Rose, it was quite the game a season ago. What do you know about their Cardinals?
Well, we watched some film on them, but they've only had the one game, and, you know, they like to get up and down the floor, I guess. I feel like we match up fairly good with them, so we're going to have to come out and play some good defense, and hopefully we can, you know, put some pressure on the ball and make them take care of it, you know, do a good job, and hopefully they'll make some mistakes. And, you know, on the rebounding side, I challenged the kids yesterday. I said, we need to all rebound this team. We have to get out, just do those little things. And, you know, I know we're not going to shoot 0% forever, so that's going to change. So hopefully this first game, you know, tonight, we can get our offense going a little.
You look at the roster, just taking one quick look at their roster, there's only 8 players on it. You guys, because Grady wasn't available a week ago, didn't go real deep. Starting fives are going to be very important in this
one. Yeah, they are. I mean, we're confident in our guys we bring off the bench, and, you know, and Alec and Drew and Cody, and we know they'll be ready to go. So it just poses a little bit different aspect when we bring them in, because we have 3 posts coming in right now, so we have to do things different on offense. You know, we changed our offense up a little bit this last week, so hoping to utilize a little bit more inside, and yeah, we'll see how it goes tonight.
Well, coach, have some fun. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Jason Otto, our guest. We will come back with the Bassett Motors starting lineups and the opening tip. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals.
I'm Taylor Merring, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Back in Carrington, it is the Cardinals and Nedros getting ready to go. And it's time for the Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bissett Motors, where our customers and their friends call today, 652-2955. First for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Carrington Cardinals. At one guard, a 6'1 senior, Josh Bickett. At another guard, a 6'2 sophomore, Talon Merring. The third guard is 5'10 senior, Grady Eidland. At one forward, a 6'2 junior, Maddox McAloney. At the other forward, a 5'11 junior, Tate Wolski. For head coach Jason Otto, he is assisted by Randy Huey and Todd Bickett. Now for the Nedros Cardinals. Technically, they are the Nedros Sawyer Cardinals. They'll start at a guard, a 5'10 junior, Caleb Egan. At another guard, a 5'10 freshman, Jaden Willis. The third guard is 5'11 senior, Braden High. At one forward, a 6-foot senior, Colton Hopke. And at the other forward, a 6'3 junior, Derek Heinert. For head coach Brock Zietz, assisted by Nathan Heinert. Carrington in cardinal red with white Carrington across the front and white numbers. They'll move from right to left. Nedros in all white with red numbers, black numbers. The red letters are outlined in black. The opening tip will be Maddox McAloney and Derek Heinert. And here we go in Carrington. Cardinals trying to get their record back to 2-2. The opening tip controlled by Maddox McAloney. And here is Talon Merring. Up top for Josh Bickett. Dribbles left, gives to Wolski. Weaving around the top, it's Grady Eidland loose from 17, and he knocks it down. Welcome back to the lineup, Grady. He missed the Thompson game, and now a turnover at the other end. A turnover against Nedros gives the ball right back to Carrington. We play 21 seconds on the bank forward scoreboard. Here's Merring, right wing McAloney. Down to Bickett. Give and go with Maddox McAloney, who floats it home. And Carrington lead 4-0. They hit 7 shots all night Friday night a week ago at Thompson. They're 2-for-2 in the early going here. It's high up top to Heinert. Right wing, Hopke gives, and a reach-around foul is called on Tate Wolski, his first game's first. Caleb Egan got reached in on. Deep inbounds comes to Hopke. He goes left side to Egan. who drives the lane, puts it up with the right hand and finishes, and it's 4-2. At the other end, it's McElhoney around a screen. Wanted Bickett, it wasn't there, instead finds Eidlin. Kick out Mary, he drives the lane, up, under, and in for Talon Mary. Harrington is 3-for-3, and they lead 6-2. Hagen right side. Hagen with a bit of a high dribble, gives to Heinert. Left side high, a three, and it's an air ball out of bounds. Goes to Carrington, who lead by 4. Josh Bickett, the senior, brings it forward for the home team against this man-to-man. It's McElhoney right side. Grady Eidlin holds, drives left, leaves for Mearing to fire a three. In and out, rebounded by Jaden Willis, the freshman. And Hagen travels, turnover. Turnover Ned Rose, it goes back to Carrington. Bickett across the Cardinal logo at center court. Now it is a 3-2 zone and a three by McElhoney. Splat! Maddox McElhoney with a three, and Carrington's lead is 9-2. They did not hit a three a week ago. They've already got one tonight. The runner off glass goes for Jaden Willis, and it's 9-4. At the other end, getting inside Bickett. He finishes. Timeout, Ned Rose. 11-4, 5:36 to go, first quarter. And a Dakota Central timeout with the Cardinals up by 7. Carrington has hit 5 of their first 6 shots from the field. All timeouts brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. What a good start for the Cardinals tonight. 5 out of 6 from the field. With 5:36 to go, first quarter bank forward scoreboard. Carrington shows token man pressure in the backcourt. Here's Jaden Willis. Goes left side to Hahn. Around the screen, he'll fire a three and hit it. Braden High makes it 11-7. On the right side, Grady Eidlin. Into the post, Maddox McElhoney, short jumpers and air ball. Rebound Heinert. And here comes High the other way. Down the left side, it's Jaden Willis all the way to the 10 to bank it home. And just that quickly, 11-9, 3 minutes in. Well, we told you they want to go up and down. This is not going to be a game in the 40s. It does not appear early. McElhoney to Bickett for a three. Short, rebound Heinert, and he almost threw it away, but found Willis. Willis on the move. They scored the last 5. Willis for 3 in the lead. Long rebound. Talon Mearing on the move. He lost it, regained it. 2-on-1. Mearing to the 10. Misses the layup. Rebound Heinert. On the right side, faking a 3, Hopke. He'll dribble to the head of the key. Gives to Egan for 3. A little long. Rebound Heinert deflected it right to Tate Wolski, who took an extra step. A turnover Carrington. And Drew Matt is coming in. Had a great game on Friday. The 6'7 sophomore is in for Grady Eidlin. He was really good in the third quarter. Had 6 points in that third quarter against Thompson. Here is Jaden Willis trying to drive in on Drew Matt. He's fouled by Tate Wolski, and Tate just got his 2nd. Jason Otto does not agree, not even a little bit. Baseline inbound, here's Willis right wing against Bickett. Thought about a 3, instead throws it to High at the head of the post. Here's Heinert going to work on Drew Matt. Spins, fires, long, rebound, deflects all the way out to High for three in the lead. He got it. An 8-0 run, and it's 12-11. Ned Rose on the right side. A dump down to Maddox McElhoney. Kick out Pickett, drives left, fires from 12, and cannot get the roll. And the ball is saved in by Egan. And here comes Ned Rose from left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. Down the lane, extra pass finds, fortunately, Egan. Here's Hopkins trying to drive in, leaves for Heinert to shoot a three and miss it front rim. Rebound, Josh Pickett. Up ahead of the pack is Tate Wolski. He'll lay it in. Carrington have the lead again. Tate Wolski's first basket. And it's 13-12. Cardinals driving right is Egan. Head of the key. A three for High is long and rebounded by Bickett. Josh from right to left down the center of the floor. Bickett drives, stops, kicks to Merring. Talon. Wrap around B. Drew Matt had it knocked out of bounds by Heinert. It'll stay here. Wolski's out for Grady Eidland, and in for the first time, Caden Bader for Ned Rose. A 6'3 senior forward. He's in for Heinert. The ball thrown into Josh Bickett, who thinks about a three, doesn't take it. Instead, finds Eidland, right wing corner. Back to Bickett at the head of the key. McElhoney dumps it down. Drew Matt, one dribble, and gets blocked by Bader. And then a foul going the other way is on Drew Matt. His first, team's third. 2:34 to go, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Carrington 13, Ned Rose 12. 66-63 in overtime a season ago in favor of Ned Rose. On the right side, Hopkins, guarded closely by Talon Merring. At the head of the key for High. And on the right side, it's Egan, guarded by Bickett. Egan leads for High, guarded by Eidland in the man-to-man. Head of the circle, here's Bader. Tried to drive, he's cut off. So he gives it instead to Hopkins. Five to shoot. A post entry is loose and taken in by Grady Eidland, who is fouled by Bader. His first, team's first. 1:59 to go, opening quarter. It's 13-12 Carrington, who are the visitors on the scoreboard tonight here at home. Josh Bickett dribbles and passes right side to Talon Merry. Through a cutting Maddox McElhoney, who gets loose and misses long with the 14-footer rebound, Egan. High the other way, goes right side to Jaden Willis. Gets a screen, Willis gets to the elbow and misses the jumper short. Rebound Maddox McElhoney for Carrington. Here they come from right to left. McElhoney wants to go fast. Drives the lane, kicks it out. Talon Merring a three, yes! He's got five, and Carrington's lead is 16-12. Here's Willis to the head of the key for Egan. Gets a screen, turns it down, goes left, leaves it for Hopkins. Around a couple screens with a curl, right side, a three is long. Offensive rebound, nope, defensive rebound to Grady Eidland. It was 50-50 for a moment, numbers the other way. Talon Merring lays it in. Carrington has scored the last seven, and they lead 18-12. On this near side, Egan travels. Carrington gets it back. Alec Threadgold is in, the 6'3 sophomore forward for Drew Mack. And Heinert returns, Derek Heinert for Ned Rose. 18-12 Carrington.
Mine is Kate. It's Kate and mine.
Talon Merring. Right side to Josh Bickett, who drives in. Bickett is fouled by Heinert, and Josh shoots two.
What's that?
Carrington have already made more field goals than they did a week ago.
What's that?
In one quarter. Here's Bickett shooting two. His first one is short. Hit the front of the rim and rolled off. Scoreboard. Thought it was going in. 18-12, not 19 yet. We'll see if this one gives them 19. It does. As he tickles the twine, 19-12 Carrington. They match their biggest lead of the quarter. Here comes Willis. Left side to Egan. Right side to High. High tries to drive on Eidland. He's cut off. Heiner in the corner. Egan thought about a three. Gives to High. 4 second difference in the clocks. High drives left. Gets to 12 feet. Leads for Egan. Around a screen. Egan thought about a three. Didn't take it. 8 to shoot. Egan. High post feed. Driving Heiner. And he's fouled. Carrington had one to give. The foul is going to be called on Carrington's Alec Threadgold. His first, team's fourth. Ned Rose to trigger the inbound. They do. And a three by High is short. Rebound to Talon Merring with two. Talon with one. Talon from 40 feet is short. And we have played a quarter with the score. Carrington 19, Ned Rose 12. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
I'm Tay Walski, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Carrington leads 19-12 after one, and before we go to the second, we pause 10 for ID. Live from the Central City, this is Carrington Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK, Carrington, and FM 100.1 K261EW, Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Here we go, second quarter, a post entry to Heinert, who's doubled, tries to make an extra pass. It's knocked loose. Now a shot put up and miss. Offensive rebound, Heinert. Kick out, Willis traveled. A turnover for Ned Rose. Carrington leads by 7. DJ Walters here with you. Happy to have you with us. Cardinals trying to get to 2-2 on the year. And match last year's win total, only 4 games in. McElhoney from 14 misses, got his own miss, spins, kicks, Bickett fakes a 3, fires from the elbow, short. The rebound is tipped and controlled by Jaden Willis. Here he comes from left to right for Ned Rose. It's High, left wing, around a screen. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Egan towards Heinert against McElhoney, and Maddox took it away from him. Maddox just ripped it right out of his hands. Bickett the other way. Kicks, right side, Talon Merring, 3. Off the front of the rim, rebound. Put back Threadgold, he's fouled. He'll shoot 2. Alec Threadgold with good work on the backboards. And the foul is on, if it's Heinert, it's 2. Instead, it's 2 on Bader. And Alec Threadgold shoots 2. The first one rolls home. 20-12 Cardinals, their biggest lead of the game. Back in Tate Wolski. They'll try to prevent him getting that third foul here in the second quarter. Threadgold fires. Short, offensive rebound, McElhoney, back up, he's fouled, and he'll shoot 2. And that is the second on Heinert. So Derek Heinert gets his second, and now Maddox McElhoney shoots 2. In his bright pink shoes, his first one, he's short. Second one after 2 dribbles, a big deep breath, and Maddox missed them both. Rebound comes down to Hopkins. Down the right side, faking a pass and driving is Willis. He gets blocked by Bickett. Kick out, a three for High. This long, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds by Tate Wolski. It stays at this end. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard reads Carrington 20, Nedros 12. Oh, Heiner got loose, but the ball was deflected out of bounds. That's very good hands by Grady Eidland. Otherwise, that was a layup. Wow, did Heiner get loose. They set a good screen. Now from a more difficult position to inbound, they work the ball in. Here's Jaden Willis. Around a screen. Willis drives right, stops, kicks left side. This is High on the baseline. Back to Willis. Thought about a three, goes right, spins back left, and lost the ball right to Tate Wolski. Here comes the junior, Tate, all the way down the lane, wraparound feed, jumper, Eidland is a little long and taken in by Willis. Here he comes down the right side of the floor. Willis, right side to Hopke, guarded by Wolski. At the head of the key, it's High, guarded by Grady Eidland, and now Heinert's guarded by Threadgold. They give the ball off to Egan, who is covered by McAloney. Willis, right side, Hopke, 12 to shoot now for the Nedros Cardinals. On the left side, it's High, knocked away from him by Grady Eidland, picked up by Josh Bickett, and he'll lay it up and in. 5 for Josh and a 10-point Carrington lead at 22-12. Post entry, Heiner against Alec Threadgold with the jumper off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Tate Wolski. Here comes Carrington, already up by 10. Josh Bickett down the middle of the floor. Drives and kicks to Eidland, who drives right, stops. Bickett in the corner for a three. Yes! Time out, Nedros. They need a Dakota Central timeout. We'll take it as well. 5:15 to go. Second quarter, 25-12 Carrington. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist. And keep your farm moving.
I'm Alec Threadgold, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead 25-12 in all season. Carrington Basketball brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. The Cardinals on fire from the field. They lead 25-12, and Cody Otto is into the game for the first time. Driving left is High, tries a pick and roll to Heiner. Extra pass picked off. Grady Eidland has it. And Carrington moved right to left up by a baker's dozen. Here's Josh Bickett driving left, getting into the lane. Extra pass, Cody Otto makes it too strong. And the rebound comes down to Bader. And then Nedros trying a fast break. They throw it away too far for High at the other end. Carrington 25-12. This is their biggest lead of the home schedule so far this year. Grady Eidland to three. A little long, and it goes to Braden High. High at the head of the key. Fires right side. Driving is Bader. He puts it up, missed it. And the rebound deflects out to High for a three. And it's long and taken in by Hopke. And Hopke traveled. A turnover on Nedros. Carrington by 13 coming up at halftime. We'll give you a scoring recap and a recap of what else has gone on today here in Carrington. Been a fun day of basketball, and there's more tomorrow. It's like basketball nirvana in the Central City this weekend. And a reach around foul is called on Hopke on Grady Eidland. His first and the team's third. And back in is Jaden Willis. Bickett off the inbound, around a Cody Otto screen for three. A little long. Rebound taken in by Heinerts. He wants to start a fast break, but Tate Wolski picks it off. Wolski the other way. Driving kick to Bickett. Extra pass. Talon Merrick thought about a three. Gets to the free throw line. Fires and misses. Bickett grabs the offensive rebound. And Heinrich gets his third foul. Josh Bickett, great work crashing the boards. And Carrington will have a baseline inbound. As now they've got to bring in Philip Weed. 6'3 junior forward for Heinrichs. Grady Eidland off the inbound. Wolski in the corner, a Bickett three is good. And it's 28-12, timeout Carrington. It will be a 30, we will take it as well. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
I'm Braden Osso, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals have scored the last 17. They lead 28-12 with 3:25 to go in the half. A 17-0 run. Egan thought about a three. Instead, finds Jaden Willis, guarded by Grady Eidland. Willis hands the ball off to Egan, who drives and kicks right side, and it's off the body of Weed and out of bounds. Carrington basketball all season brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Maddox McAloney returns for the Cardinals. He's on a post-up. Instead, it's right side to Cody Otto and back to Bickett at the top of the circle. Here's Wolski, gives back to Otto, right side, Bickett. Around a screen, Josh gets into the lane, backs his way down, spins, puts it up, missed it, grabs the miss, can't clean it up. Rebound loose and controlled by Jaden Willis. And he's then fouled by McAloney. That's Maddox's first and the team's first of the second quarter. Carrington 28-12. Alec Threadgold back in for Cody Otto. And immediately, Jason Otto tells Threadgold, you've got to stay with Patrick Weed. He's a big boy, and you're a big boy. Here's Weed at the head of the key, guarded by Threadgold. Right side, it's Hopkins. Egan drives right, gets down the lane, and can't finish. Offensive rebound, Hopke back up, and can't finish again. Rebound down to Talon Merring. Denrose hasn't scored in the quarter. Merring, a floater, off glass and short, and taken in by Bader, who is then fouled, I think, by Talon Merring. Nope, it's by Alec Threadgold, his second. Carrington has won the quarter. 9-0. They have scored the game's last 17 points, and they lead 28-12. Driving is Willis. Guarded by McAloney. Willis goes to Weed, head of the circle. Now Egan picks up his dribble in a bad spot, and it's picked off. Talon Merring the other way. Bounces to Maddox McAloney. Two more. Mack has seven. It is 30-12 Cardinals. Good Cardinals, that is. Egan, both teams are the Cardinals tonight. Egan jabs left, goes right, cut off by Wolski. Tries to throw a post-entry pass, knocked out of bounds by Josh Bickett. And here comes Braden High for Weed. Deep inbounds, High is guarded by Wolski, who's done a good job not to get his third foul. Pick and roll, down the lane, the layup and one. Threadgold just got his third, and Bader has a three-point opportunity. It's 30-14. That ends a 9-minute scoreless stretch for Ned Rose. The free throw is good, and it's 30-15. Josh Bickett with 1:15 to go in the half for Carrington. Gets a screen, drives left, Josh down the lane, kick out to Threadgold. Now it's McElhoney spinning and finding Threadgold, and up top Maring to the left wing, Bickett. Mid-post feed, McElhoney gets inside, can't finish. Threadgold the offensive rebound. Kick out to Bickett. He'll drive left, Josh down the lane. Kick out, Wolski, 16-footer, skips over the rim. Rebound, held ball, it'll stay here. Good work by Alec Threadgold. 49.3 to go in the half. Alec will check out. Grady Eidland is in, and this is as small as Carrington can go. The five on the floor, Eidland with Bickett, Maring, McElhoney, and Wolski. Wolski is virtually playing the five. Bickett a three, in and out. And the rebound down to Bader, and a held ball. That'll send it the other way. With an 8-second difference between the clocks, the shot in the game. Carrington up by 15.
There's one more minute for halftime. Then they take a 10-minute break. So you can either walk out inside.
Around a screen, Willis gets downhill but gets fouled and he'll shoot two. The foul is the first on Talon Mary. Beg your pardon, second on Maddox McElhoney, and no free throws. That was a 14 foul, I beg your pardon. And now off the inbound, it's Willis. Ball faking and driving right. Now a backdoor cut, and Hagen lays it in. He's got four. Five in a row now for Nedros. It's 30-17, and Carrington can hold for the final shot of the half. Josh Bickett, right side, Tate Wolski with 10 left. Up top, Talon Maring, left side, Josh Bickett down to Tate Wolski, who goes up and gets blocked. Rebound, 2 seconds, and a travel. Will they put time back on the clock or no? They will not. That is halftime. And we go to the break with Carrington leading Nedros 30-17. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
Sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
I'm assistant coach Todd Bickett, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
And at the half, it is Carrington 30, Negro 17. Welcome back to Carrington Gymnasium. And you, a very good second quarter. And right now, at the moment, a nice 17-0 run spanning the end of the first and most of the second quarter. The difference in this one, Carrington lead 30-17. Let's give you the statistical, aka scoring, recap of that first half. For Carrington, 11 for Josh Bickett, 7 each for Maddox McAloney and Talon Merring, 2 each for Tate Wolski and Grady Eidland, and a point for Alec Threadgold. For Nedros, 6 from Braden High, 4 each from Jaden Willis and from Caleb Egan, and 3 from Caden Bader. No ties to lead changes. The biggest lead for Nedros was their only lead, 12-11. Carrington would score the next 19 points. And so their biggest lead was 30-12. Right now it is 30-17. We'll take a break and let you know how the girls did. Spoiler alert, it was just fine. Thank you very much. We'll talk about it when Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Some officiate to give back to the sport that gave so much to them when they were growing up. Some officiate to be a role model for aspiring officials. Others officiate to make a difference. You can be an official. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953 to learn more.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
I'm assistant coach Randy Huey, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
Tonight in game one of two of the Carrington Holiday Shootout for the boys. Earlier today, the fourth-ranked Carrington Cardinal girls improved to 6-1 on the year with a 48-24 win over the Hazen Bison. They got 12 points from Mara Johnson and 11 from Eden Hornet. Also 8 points from Mara Coops in the win. Carrington is 6-1 and back at it tomorrow afternoon, 3:15 airtime against Dickinson Trinity. The Titans fell to Northern Cass a short time ago. The Carrington boys are back at it tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. We'll have that one for you. It will come against Watford City, who also lost earlier today to the Northern Cass boys, 53-39. That was a game that started like a house of fire, 18-17 after one. Then it slowed down to a virtual stop the rest of the game as Northern Cass pulled away with some of their excellent perimeter shooting. Hudson Reichel was very good, as was Miles Froelich in that one for Bryce Laxtal's team, who will the reason Carrington's not playing Northern Cass boys or girls is because both of the Northern Cass teams will visit Carrington throughout the month of January. When we come back, second half action, it's Carrington 30, Nevro 17, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, I'm Cardinal basketball head coach Jason Otto, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball, KDAK the Cardinal.
Cardinal by 13 and Carrington Basketball all season long, brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Here we go, second half. Starting fives are out there. Tate Wolski hands right side to Bickett. In the corner, it's Eidlin. Swing it left side to Talon Merring. Against this man-to-man defense, actually it's a shadow man-to-man. McAloney gives Merring three. Yes! Carrington pick up where they left off in the first half. Talon Merring buries a three. Carrington's lead is 16, 33-17. A high post feed and a shuffle right side to Willis. Guarded by Wolski, who did well not to get that third foul in the first half, and a travel on Egan. A turnover that gives the ball back to the Carrington Cardinals, leading by a 16-point margin at 33-17. Josh Bickett across the Cardinal logo. Gives to Mary around a screen. Skip it left side. How about a Tate Wolski three? A little long. Rebound Heinert. And here's Egan against Bickett. Drives right, gets in the lane. Eggert cut off, finds a cutter that's Hopke who can't finish. And on the putback attempt, Maddox McAloney picks up his third foul. Free throws for Derek Heinert. He has not scored until, well, not yet. That was way off to the right. Barely grazed rim. Oh, I have another one. Second one. That one spins off. Offensive rebound, Eggert finds Heinert, puts it in and one. And there's the third foul on Tate Wolski. Boy, that was a pretty big collision. And a 30-second timeout is called by Jason Otto. We will take it as well with 6:52 to go in the third. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I'm Cody Otto, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
An think that was a timeout for two things. One, get Tate Wolski out of the game, which they've succeeded in doing. And two, reminder about rebounding. That was a little too easy for Heiner. His free throw is again no good. Offensive rebound again. High turnaround. No. Rebound Josh Bickett. 33-19 Carrington. A minute 15 gone in the third. Driving is Bickett. Stops. Kicks to Threadgold. Then back to Bickett. Josh has Egan on him. Gets a screen. Fires off the screen and misses. Offensive rebound McElhoney. Held ball. And it'll go the other way. Back in is Caden Bader. Jaden Willis, right side, Egan. Up top, Bader. On the left, it's Willis once more against McElhoney, who's playing with three fouls. Here is Egan. Gets to the free throw line, dumps it down. Willis looks for something, turns, fires, and rattles it home. Jaden Willis with six. And just like that, it's 33-21. So four straight points for Ned Rose. For Carrington, it's Talon Merring. Right side to Maddox McElhoney, down to Alec Threadgold. One dribble, goes up, no but a foul. And that's the third on Bader. Ewan Aberle gets ready to check in for the first time. The 6'2 sophomore forward. Red Gold, short with the first one. Aberle is in for McElhoney so that he does not pick up his fourth foul. Second free throw coming for Alec Threadgold. And it's long and rebounded by Egan. Egan, right side, high around a screen, gets to the elbow. Shuffles it off to Hoppy, who throws it right to Josh Bickett. He got too far under the basket and just had to get rid of it. Then a foul on Egan is his first. It's the second team foul. And right back in is Tate Wolski with three fouls. He's in for Talon Merring. Tate Wolski gives to Josh Bickett. Josh gets a high ball screen from Threadgold. Downhill goes Josh, and he'll lay it up and in. He got loose, and he's got 13, a season high, 35-21. I take that back, not a season high. He had 14 against St. John. Around the screen is high, gets to the rim, finishes and one. Brady Eidland called for the foul. And a chance for three for Braden High. It's 35-23, 3 minutes into the third. First foul on Eidland. High, free throw is good, 35-24. And a timeout is called by Ned Rose. We'll take it as well. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Andrew Matt, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Rose comes out of the timeout in a press. That's what that was all about. They're trying to set that up, and instead what they set up is Jaden Willis to pick up a foul, his first. Team's third with 4:58 to go, third quarter bank forward scoreboard, 35-24 Carrington. Now Ned Rose backs away. Josh Bickett brings it up against Caleb Egan. Drives the lane. Bickett stops. Dumps it off to Threat Gold, who gets blocked but fouled. And that is four on Caden Bader. Alec Threat Gold back to the free throw line, where he's 1-for-4 tonight. Gavin Bigness is going to have to check in for Caden Bader. It'll be his game debut. The free throw goes down for Alec. He's got a couple of points. It's 36-24, and that is the substitution as Bigness, the 6'1 junior, checks in. Second free throw for the big sophomore, Alec Threat Gold. Rattles off, rebound, loose, and Tate Wolski knocks it out of bounds. It'll go to Ned Rose, trailing Carrington by 12. 4:45 and counting third quarter on the bank forward scoreboard. Well, they're going to bring him right back in, Bader. Here's a three that goes in for high. He's got 12, and it's 36-27. And the reason they're going to get to bring him back in is it wasn't Bader's foul. It was Eggins, his second. Driving left, Bickett down to Threat Gold, and he's fouled by Willis. And Alec back to the free throw line. Willis gets his second. And Bader will be back in. So will big Andrew Matt here in a second. Threat Gold knocks down the front end. And it's 37-27. A second one. Alec, who wears the brace on the left knee, fires, misses short. The rebound deflects out to Threat Gold, and a second chance. Bickett, left side, Wolski drives, pops, and can't drop. Got his own miss, tries again and finishes. Tate Wolski, really good effort on the backboards. Carrington back up 12. 39-27 Cardinals on the left side, high for Ned Rose. Drives, picks up his dribble. Ewan Averly also back in for Carrington. Here's a three from the right that's short. Rebound, Tate Wolski. Not a great shot by Jaden Willis. Here's Wolski down the center of the floor, gets all the way to the 10. He finishes and throws the foul. He runs into our buddy Eric Jovic from the Independent. It's a three-point play opportunity on the third Caleb Egan foul. What a drive by Josh Bickett. Now 41-27 and a chance for three, which is not converted. Offensive rebound, Andrew Mack got it back once, tries again and finishes. Big Drew's first basket, 43-27, just like that, a 7-0 run around a screen. Here's Willis, a triple, got it. Willis with 9-5 since the break. It's 43-30 Carrington. Josh Bickett dribbles left, goes to Grady Eidland. Wants to go to Andrew Matt. It's not there. Now it is. Drew goes up, can't finish. Rebound, Josh Bickett. Leaves for Eidland to fire a three. No, and hold in by High. Numbers the other way. Two on one if they hurry. Travel is called on Jaden Willis. And he goes back to Carrington. And back in comes Talon Merry. Carrington by 13, 3:02 to go, third quarter, bank forward scoreboard, and CHS with the ball. Josh Bickett around a Drew Matt screen. Kicks to the corner, a Merring triple, splash! Talon Merring with 13, and a warning has been issued. It's 46-30. I'm not sure what happened. It looked like somebody maybe didn't have the number of Talon Merring coming back into the game. Here's a drive by Willis. It's blocked by the combination of Averly and Drew Matt. And I think Tate Wolski just asked Ewan if he got it, and he said, nope, that was all Drew. Baseline inbound, off the inbound. It's Willis. Goes to High for a three, and that's long and taken in by Talon Merring. Here he comes down the right side of the floor. Merring waits and leaves left side. It's Bickett driving all the way to the 10. Two more. Josh with 17. Harrington with their biggest lead, 48-30. It's never been bigger than 18. This is the second time it's reached 18. Driving in Willis, and he's bumped off the ball. Might be on Drew Matt. Nope, it's not on Drew Matt. It's on Ewan Averly, his first. And the fifth on the team, so it's free throws. Is it not free throws? Well, all right, if they're going to let us get away with that. That should have been free throws. It's not given. And driving in, Egan goes right side to High. Back to Egan, who thought about a three, did not take it. Willis, that was a 15 foul. I don't know why they weren't shooting. Willis from 14, no, but a foul. And now he is. And the foul is on Talon Merring, his first. 48-30. And Jaden Willis shoots two and splashes the front end. He's into double figures with 10, the second Nedros player into double figures. Second one goes, he's got 11, and the lead is 48-32. At the other end, it's McElhoney up top for Bickett at 29 feet. Bickett wants a high ball screen, takes it from Drew Matt. Bickett, right side, Talon Merring, a 26-foot three, off the front of the rim. Rebound, comes down to McElhoney, one dribble, back up. No, but a foul. He can't believe it didn't go in. Frankly, I can't either. He'll shoot two. And that time it is the fourth foul on Bader. Two shots for Maddox. The first one goes in. He's got 8, 49-32 Cardinals. Second one for Maddox. Rattles off, rebound, Nedros. And here they come the other way, down by 17. And a steal, Tate Wolski. Right side, Talon Merring. Extra pass, Josh Bickett is fouled. And that's Willis, and Josh to the line for two more. It is 49-32 on the Bank Forward third quarter scoreboard with 77 seconds left in the third.
Yep.
Josh takes a couple dribbles, fires it short. Not quite as sharp as he usually is at the free throw line. Just 1-for-4 tonight. His second one tickles the twine. That's more like it. 50-32 Carrington. Sometimes the reverse jinx works. Here's Willis, around a screen, thinks about a three, does not take it, instead finds Heiner against Drew Matt. Backdoor cut, stolen away, deflected by Wolski, stolen by McElhoney. Here comes Maddox the other way, stops, hops, can't drop, rebound, Bickett saves it into Wolski. What a play. McElhoney thought about a three, takes a floater, air ball, rebound, Egan. Final 45 seconds of the third. Here comes Willis, down the lane, he'll lay it up and in. Willis having a very good third quarter. 9 of his 13. It's 50-34. Down the left side, Talon Merring, spot up, open three. Off the mark, rebound, McElhoney. He gets stuffed. And then Wolski traveled. A turnover. Wow, that was a really hard block by Heinrich. To 34, Carrington. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Right side, Egan. Up top, it's Heinert, guarded by Drew Matt. Heinert tries to take him off the dribble, gets cut off. And now the head of the key to no one in particular. It comes down to High with five to shoot. High with three. Gives left side. Willis. Someone's got a hoist. It's going to be Willis at the horn. And he misses long. And that is how the third quarter ends, with Carrington leading Nedros 50-34. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company, or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota, or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Ewan Averly, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
We go to the fourth quarter. Carrington leading by 16. The last time Carrington boys basketball defeated a Class A opponent, we're going to have to look that up, and we'll get to it. Here's a three by Mehring. Boom! Another three for Talon Mehring, his fourth of the game. He's got 16. Carrington's biggest lead is 53-34. Driving right, Willis leaves it, and a behind-the-back foul is called on Talon Mehring. He reached behind him, and all of a sudden, there was the ball. Unfortunately, he got called for the foul. Off the inbound, it's Egan. Willis around a screen, thought about a three, drives right, gets into the lane. Willis is cut off. He finds Heiner, extra pass to Egan. And another extra pass, it's loose and taken out of there by Tate Wolski. Here's Bickett, up ahead, it's Mehring with one dribble, puts it up, can't get it, rebound Bickett. Kick out, Mehring, how about three more? Why not? His fifth triple of the game. Carrington's lead is 22 with 7 minutes to play on the Bank Forward scoreboard. On the right side, a high post give and go and a travel, I believe, before. No, they're going to call the foul. They're going to call the foul on Tate Wolski, and that is his fourth. Free throws for Willis, I believe. Yes. We will effort Talon Mehring in postgame because he is having a career game. The free throw goes down 56-35. We'll also have a member of the coaching staff, perhaps Coach Otto, we'll see. Second one, off the mark, rebound Tate Wolski. Here comes Josh Bickett. We always leave it up to Coach Otto whether he wants to come talk or send an assistant. Here's Wolski getting inside, and he gets fouled. He'll shoot two. And the foul is the fifth on Bader. He has fouled out. And now Colton Hopke will have to come back in as Bader fouls out with 3 points. The free throw is missed by Wolski. If you're wondering, the last time Carrington 30'd somebody was Oaks in the 2022-23 season. Both are no good, but Drew Mack gets the putback. He's got four, and it's 58-35, Carrington. Up top, High, guarded by Mehring. And he throws it away right to Tate Wolski. Here comes Josh Bickett. Carrington by 23. To a cutting Tate Wolski. Extra pass. Drew Mack can't finish. Tate Wolski, one dribble, back up, too strong. Rebound deflects loose to McElhoney, who lays it up and in. Maddox McElhoney with 10. And a technical foul has been called, I believe. Yep. Technical foul has been called on Hopke. That counts as a personal, two free throws in the ball for Carrington. They lead 60-35. Talon Merring will do the honors for his first 20-point game of the season. He's got 19, and now he's got 20. 61-35, Carrington. And as is typically the case, second free throw goes in, 62-35. As is typically the case, you get a technical, you're sitting the rest of the game. Philip Weed comes in, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by Carrington. We'll take it as well. Cardinals rolling to win number two.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere, the ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Grady Eidlin, and you are listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals by a season-high 27. Leading over Ned Rose, they have the basketball after the technical foul. And again, it's been since the win over Oaks 2 years ago that Carrington has 30'd somebody. Josh Bickett around a screen, goes down to Drew Matt, two more. Drew with six. The lead is 29 with 5:45 to play on the Bank Forward scoreboard. And another turnover off the hand of Caleb Egan. By the way, one more point and Carrington will have a season high. 65 in the win over St. John. Bickett around a screen. Pops a three off the front of the rim. Drew Matt the rebound and the putback. Only in the second half, and Carrington leads by 30 for the first time in 2 years. Driving left is high. Gives it off to Willis. We're about to see a whole bunch of players for Ned Rose that are not on the roster. This is going to be an adventure. The layup goes in for high. It's 66-37. At the other end, it's Mary to Bickett. Around a screen, Josh continues his drive, finds Drew Matt down low, spins, puts it up, gets blocked, gets it back, and can't finish. A little too strong, rebound Egan. Boy, Drew Matt having himself a great second half. Egan down the right side. Stops, kicks, three, off the mark, rebound Merring, the three taken by Willis. At the other end, it's Bickett, all the way in, gets fouled, he'll shoot two with the running clock. And the foul is called on Ned Rose, Philip Weed. Bickett shoots a pair with 4:10 to play. Cody Otto will check in. First one rattles out. Otto in for Drew Matt, who's going to get a very nice round of applause. Really good second half for Big Drew. And a whole host of players, and I'm sorry, but we do not have numbers for most of these guys. We have Weed and we have Gavin Bigness. That's it. Bickett knocks down the second free throw. We do not have a number 10. We do not have a number 1. We do not have a number 4. I beg your pardon. Number one's not out there. We do not have a number 30. Here's a steal. Josh Bickett up ahead. Alec Threadgold and one. No. They call Josh for travel. And Maddox McElhoney will check in for Josh Bickett, who will also get a nice round of applause. He exits with 19 points tonight. A season high for Josh. On the left side, Nedros with the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds by Talon Mary. 19 for Josh, a real good game, and a good floor game, too. Weed is fouled by Threadgold, his fourth. Clock running, 3 minutes and counting, 67-37 Cardinals. They throw the ball into Weed. On the right side now, driving and giving. They weave around the top and get a layup. And that doesn't go in. Oh, my goodness. Rebound Tate Wolski. When it's not your night, it's not your night. Wolski, right side. McElhoney from 14 hits. Maddox has 12. Carrington by 32. And this is the most points Carrington has scored since the district third place game against Barnes County North 2 years ago. A steal at the other end. Talon Merring will lay it up short. Rebound comes down to Wolski. Back up. No. And it's taken in by Gavin Vignes with 2:15 to play. Here comes Nedros. Up top, it's Weed thinking about a three but not taking it. He gets a screen from Vignes. Weed at a point forward. Passes right side. And a foul is called on Talon Merring, his third. Coming up in postgame, stats, scores, and we'll talk to some people as well. Tate Wolski's night is over. He checks out with 4 points. .140 to play and a travel is called. Another turnover. Carrington by 32. It's their biggest margin since the district tournament opener 2 years ago against Oaks, where Carrington won 66-29. Dribbling left, Talon Merring. Up top, McElhoney has it stolen. At the other end, will he contest? Yes, and oh my! Maddox McElhoney sends it all the way to Jamestown. Swats it out of bounds. A baseline inbound. That ball's headed all the way to Valley City. There's a tournament going on there that probably just had a ball roll on to the floor. Whoops. They throw the ball in deep to Weed. Carrington going to bring in a few guys off the end of their bench in a moment, if they get a chance to. Under a minute to play. Weed, a three. No. Rebound. Weak side. Talon Merring. And Carrington calls a substitution timeout. 37 seconds left to get Justin Hone in, to get Peyton Hoggle in, and also to get Jamison Coots in. They go with Averly and Codiato. Now, this place will explode if one of these guys get a bucket. The roof will come right off of the Carrington Gymnasium. Hoggle, left side. Dribbles to the head of the key, Jamison Coots. They do have to shoot it. There's a 3 second difference. Coots, left side, Hoggle. Down low, Codiato. Backdoor cut, knocked out of bounds. It stays here. And now they don't have to shoot it. Darn. They might not even have to inbound it. We'll see. Averly throws it into Codiato. Kick out. Hoggle at the buzzer. No. And that's how it ends. Carrington is 2-2, 69-37. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. Jay's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
I'm Hayden Hoggle, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Well, we almost get a shot at the buzzer. It just hit the heel. Carrington winning 69-37 tonight over Den Rose. And the Cardinals improved to 2-2. Let's give you the game recap now. First for Carrington, we're hopeful to talk to Talon Merring, who had 21 points, a season high and probably a career high. For him tonight, 19 for Josh Bickett, 12 for Maddox McAloney, 8 for Drew Matt off the bench, 4 for Tate Wolski, 3 for Alec Threadgold, and 2 for Grady Eidland. Nedros had two players with 14 points each. They were Jaden Willis and Braden High. They got 4 from Caleb Egan, 3 from Caden Bader, and 2 from Derek Heinert. The game was never tied. There were two lead changes. The only lead Nedros ever had was 12-11. Carrington's biggest lead, the game's final margin of 69-37. The Cardinals are 2-2. Nedros is 0-2. We'll have our guests in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market, add to your operation, and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming?
Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
I'm Isaiah Richter, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
And we're back in Carrington. What a night. Carrington wins by mercy rule for the first time since the regional quarterfinal 2 years ago when they just rolled over Oaks. Wonder if Talon Merring remembers watching that or playing in that or anything. Nonetheless, he joins us. 21 points, 5 3-pointers. Safe to say you were in a zone tonight, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So what's it like when you're in that zone? Do you just feel like every time you shoot it's going in?
Yeah, I think it's so fun. You know, Josh did really well with getting me the ball in the open spot. He did a great job with that. It's just fun. I feel like I'm not going to miss ever, but yeah.
Well, you guys certainly did not miss a whole lot. How important was this game to bounce back off of a game that, you know, it didn't quite go the way you guys wanted to a week ago?
Well, we didn't shoot very well in that game, so it feels really good to shoot a lot better. And, yeah.
So two wins. I'm sure you're aware of where I'm going with this. That's how many last year's team had.
Yeah.
And your two wins this year are by a combined 47 points. That's a little better than winning two games by 3 points. Talk to us about the improvement that you see from yourself and your teammates here in year two under Coach Otto.
I think we just conditioned really well, getting better in shape, and we hit the lifting off season, get better in the strength category. I think that helped us a lot.
Tomorrow you get a chance to sweep the weekend. You've got Watford City. You guys were in here a little bit earlier seeing it. What did you think of tomorrow's opponent?
I think we have a good shot at winning. Hopefully going 3-2. Going 2-0 on the weekend, that'd be pretty nice.
Am I correct in saying career high 21?
Yep.
All right. Well, then congratulations, Talon. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Talon Merring joining us. We'll be joined by his head coach in just a second because the Cardinals, as we mentioned, they're 2-2. They went 2-20 a season ago. And their two wins were by two in overtime against New Rockford Cheyenne here, and then here by 1 point on two free throws with next to no time remaining against Medina Pingree Buchanan. Carrington only scored 60 points twice last year. They've now done that twice through four games this year. Just a constant improvement that Talon is talking about there. You can see it, and now we'll get Coach Otto here in just a second, as he was dealing with other media. And now he's going to come and talk to us after his team get a 69-37 win. In fact, he's going to come sit next to us, so we'll give him the microphone here. And, Coach, congratulations. You came out. You shot the ball exceptionally well tonight.
Yeah, it's a good thing because we didn't do a lot of other things right. We sure didn't play good defense, that was for sure. We didn't rebound well. So, yeah, I'm pretty disappointed with that. I mean, glad we shot the ball well. We were able to push the ball on offense and do some good things, but we got to do a lot better than that.
Is that the biggest difference as a coach in Western North Dakota and Eastern North Dakota? If you can speed the game up, you can pretty well control a game where you're not at your best against the Western teams who want to slow things down a little more.
Yeah, I think tomorrow we'll see a little bit different. You know, Watford City's going to come out and press us, and they want to make sure we're getting up and down the floor a little bit. They're going to try to cause turnovers, and we're going to have to be strong with the ball. So,
well, we talked about this last Friday in a disappointing game, but Boy, Drew Matt is building some serious confidence right now.
Yeah, he did a good job tonight. You know, we knew he had a mismatch inside, so we were trying to get him the ball in there. And the guys did a really good job of finding him, and he did a good job of finishing. So it was good. Yeah. So, you know, him and both Alec Threadgold did a good job, too, of running the floor. And, you know, Alec's one of them guys, as soon as the rebound's in our hands, he's gone. So it's nice to see those big guys get down the floor.
And then, I mean, Josh's floor game tonight, I know he has 19 points, but Talen just mentioned it. When Josh throws you a pass, you were in a position to score almost every time. That led to a lot of easy looks. Even the threes that Talen were hitting, I mean, pretty easy shots.
Yes. I mean, and Josh is a great player. You know, he does a lot of good things for us and very headsy. And he did a good job all night, you know. And he's trying to bring intensity to the kids too, you know. And we can't be satisfied here because, like we talked about in the locker room, we ended up winning. You know, it was a good margin, but we got to do a lot better. We got some tough teams coming up, and we got to do those little things a lot better. And, you know, we played good defense for three games, and then came out tonight, and we didn't. So we got to be sharp at that end all the time. So.
You look at just from the confidence of your kids, two wins by 3 points last year. This year, two wins already by a combined, let's see, what's 15 and 32, 47 points. There are improvements being made, and that's important for the kids to see results when they are getting better.
Yes. Yeah, it's good. I mean, even our freshmen on JV, you know, we were – discussing that after that game, you know, they're improving, they're getting better, and it's nice to see. And you know, we moved them up to varsity tonight, and they even got in the game just for a little bit. But you know, not every game when you get moved up you get to get in right away, so that was good for them.
And last thing, tomorrow Watford City, they played a game that I found it to be a little strange. It started like a house of fire, and then the pace just completely went dead after that first quarter today. What did you make of them?
Yeah, you know, same thing, I think. You know, it was up and down, you know, and Northern Cass likes to get up and down and shoot the three ball. And Watford, like I said, I think they're going to come out tomorrow, and if they press us and, you know, the way we moved on defense tonight, I'm sure they're going to try to exploit us in a few areas, so we're going to have to make sure we're ready to go and keep attacking on offense. That's a big thing right now, too. We got to be strong on offense and attack, so...
Well, Coach, congratulations, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Jason Otto, our post-game guest. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. Carrington, 69-37 over the Cardinals of Ned Rose to improve to 2-2 on the season earlier today. Carrington girls, pretty easy, 48-24 over the Hays and Bison to get to 6-1 on the season. Our thanks to everyone here at Carrington, including Principal Connor Weber, Athletic Director Carla Michelson, and Superintendent Janelle Helm. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them and our entire crew, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count, Carrington 69, Ned Rose 37. Until tomorrow at 12:15 when the boys take on Watford City, good night from Carrington, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Beset Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.